We were about to have some fun shopping for new furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and so much more.
Hey, how about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns, old glass wooden windows that have been hand-painted and turned into unique artwork, metal wall signs like Lake House, Farmhouse, and of course, Alabama and Auburn.
The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. At home on the red carpet, Felicity Huffman won an Emmy. A Golden Globe was up for an Oscar. But for 2 weeks starting next month, her new home will be a federal prison. She's the first parent sentenced in the college admissions scandal, pleading guilty to fraud and conspiracy for paying $15,000 to bump up her eldest daughter's SAT scores.
Huffman gave a tearful plea, apologizing to the judge, parents, students, and her own family. The judge accepted her statement. She said she was contrite and showed remorse, but a crime was committed.
Fox's Michelle Pollino.
The Desperate Housewives star held her husband, William H. Macy's, hand tightly as she was sentenced. She was also given a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of supervised release. The actress must report to prison to serve her sentence on October 25th.
The Dow ends the week up 37 points, the NASDAQ down 17. America is listening to Fox News.
Scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, and we would be remiss if we didn't award it to Felicity Huffman. She had the rocket scientist-like brainstorm to, A, pay an admissions counselor at a university $15,000 to get her SAT, her daughter's SAT score rigged. And that has peeled open the can on a number of rich and famous people who have abused that system and used money to gain an advantage for their kids' admission to school. Today, sentenced to 14 days in prison and a $30,000 fine for her role in that college admissions scandal. Her lawyers had asked for no jail time but a year's probation, but they're going to give her a couple of weeks in the slammer. She will have to self-report to a federal facility as yet to be unnamed. She had a weeby day, and I'm sure this is... I just want to tell you, 14 days, that seems kind of light.
250 hours of community service.
And by the way, they document that.
Right.
You better do it, because they will, if you don't, or they catch you trying to compromise that system... Yeah, I don't like talking about this because it's a shameful event in my life. But thanks to making the DUI mistake, the last one cost me 6 months of... It was technically a six-month prison sentence. And... But because I had already, before I went to court, had already gone to rehab... the judge gave me a break. I had to do just 8 days in work release. 1 day in a jail. For those of you who have had that unfortunate experience, it's horrible. Because you immediately appreciate what freedom is.
Right.
And they don't care who you are or where you came from. Everybody goes by the same rules. And you do what you're told to do. And
I'm sure it will be a very humbling experience.
In work release, I had a job with not a telemarketing company, but with it was an interesting gig. I was working with a company that followed up with people who had purchased cars to see how their experience was and yada, yada, yada. This is during my comeback days, okay? When you find yourself sitting in a prison of any kind, work release or otherwise, that's something you just don't want to do again. And I use that as the impetus to, put the pieces back together. When, at least in South Florida, if you're in a work release, they do come by your job to make sure you're there. And if you're not...
You're in trouble.
You get the whole bit, the whole 6 months. And other fun things like returning back to the facility... By a certain time, no excuses, and they do the complete check to make sure you're not bringing anything into the facility that shouldn't be there. Humbling, humiliating, embarrassing, it's all of those things. But you know what? When I see Donnie Davis here, and knowing what he went through, the good Lord spared me the horror of harming somebody else in making that stupid choice to drive while I was intoxicated, even a .14, no excuse. No excuse for that at all. So, yeah, it was horrible. Even work release is no fun. And I hope that this will do for her what it did for me. And
could change your life.
In fact, the place that I went to, they almost everybody in there, no matter what they had done, whether it was a driving infraction or some type of misdemeanor, it wasn't a, maximum security place by any stretch, but I used to go back there for a year and do 12-step meetings because you never get tired of the feeling of being able to leave a place like that.
Right.
After you've already been in one. And you always hope that when you do that, that you're going to hit that one person who feels helpless, who has been unable to find enough hope to want to stop. It's such a vicious cycle. And that was a long time ago, but the memory is still pretty fresh. And I'm just grateful I had the chance to do it and put the pieces back together and enjoy the life I enjoy today. But it really was the building block that was the motivation. I see the very first caller I ever had as a talk host in Montgomery is on my line, Mr. Charles Hollis. How are you, sir?
Trump on, my brothers and sisters.
Trump on, yeah.
I know you got 84 over there.
No, he left.
He left. Okay. Then I heard another young lady that wasn't Rosie. Who was it?
LaDonna Brooks was here for a bit.
Donna!
Yeah.
She gone too?
She's gone.
Yes.
Okay.
It's something about me.
We had drop-ins today.
It's hard for people to stay with me for a long period of time. I don't know why.
Yeah. I didn't know if I should call or not, but I did call.
I'm glad you did.
Of course you should.
The response, tremendous, overwhelming. Charles, you see this? Charles, I heard you. Charles. That's from the last Friday's...
Oh, when you called in?
No, when I visited.
Oh, when you didn't call in?
Yeah, when I visited. Tremendous response.
Well, we're glad you did today.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to believe that that first phone call was 14 years ago. God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 14 years older.
Me, not me. I'm on the remedial.
Everything good down there at 93.1?
We are good. I'm in the remedial aging program, by the way. I'm slower than the rest of the group.
Okay. All right, Mr. Gray, I got somebody I want you to speak to. You know this person. You hadn't speak to this person or talked to this person in a while. I'm trying to find them. They're not in the den. Let's see. They got to be in one of these bedrooms. Yeah. All right. Rose, how you doing, sweet cake?
I'm doing great, Charles.
Okay. Here she is. Greg wants to speak to you.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
Good.
Is this Michaela?
Yes.
Did you have a good day at school? What did you learn today? Share with us.
I learned algebra, and we watched a movie, and we ate popcorn and soda.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool school. Movies, yeah. Popcorn, and soda. The algebra part you can keep. I couldn't help you with your homework in algebra.
Yeah.
I like watching the movie.
Yeah, what movie did you see?
Yes, sir.
What movie did you see?
We were watching Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Mm-hmm. The new one with Will Smith in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big box office hit, almost $500 million worldwide box office.
What?
I say that's a movie was a big hit.
Was it a big hit?
It was a big hit. And you got to see it.
Yeah. I got yes, sir, I got to see it.
Go, Grandpa.
Well, Michaela, it was a pleasure to have you on the phone with us this afternoon. We have to go to a commercial break, so I need
today
to say goodbye.
Today we're going to Baumhauer.
Well, I wish I could join you over there. I wish I could join you. Maybe one of these days. Okay?
Tell your Grandpa we love him.
Yes. He's a cool guy. He's a cool grandpa, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about
it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Michaela.
Love you.
Love you.
That's
sweet.
Yeah, the grandkids are up there at Baumhauer's with Charles on some of that. He's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never, ever forget, you know, when I started my first talk show here, he was my first caller, and I thought, you know what? I heard this man on Don Markwell many times, and if he likes what I do, then I have a chance to succeed here.
Hollis,
well,
Karma
here I am
Charles.
All these years later, you know.
There
still
you go.
Doing what I got to do, which is pretty, pretty cool. We'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon here in just a moment. I do want to remind you that Applied Security is ready to handle your security needs for your residence or business. Vicky, who has been part of our Baumhauer's group a couple of times, mm-hmm. Terrific family business since 1987. So they have 32 years of experience. They have been doing our security here at Blue Water since I started, and their system is excellent. Because if you don't do what you're supposed to do when you come and go from the building, you're going to hear it, and so will the whole neighborhood. And we get an immediate call from their company on the monitoring service to provide the password required so they know that they don't have to dispatch the police, but they react quickly. So if you want that extra measure of protection for you, your family, your business, or commercial property, call Applied Security. They can assume your existing monitoring, no trouble. 279-8338, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
By the way, for the game, for dinner tonight, you got to try their pizza. It's awesome. And their subs, the chicken bacon ranch sub is sensational at The Pizza Place, Harrison and Berrio.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through your Friday rush hour with you, and it looks like most of the accidents around the river region have been cleared up. We still have some traffic jams. If you're on I-85 southbound headed into the downtown area, please be careful around the interchange. I-85 northbound has that slowdown we have every afternoon between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. I-65 northbound's also showing a little bit of a slowdown between the Northern Boulevard and the 143 exit to Millbrook, so be careful headed that way. And the 31s look great this afternoon. Let's be careful and get your weekend started safely. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Juanita Abernathy, who wrote the business plan for the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and took other influential steps in helping to build the American Civil Rights Movement, has died. She was 88. Family spokesman James Peterson confirmed she died Thursday at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta following complications from a stroke. She's the widow of Reverend Dr. Ralph Abernathy. Police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police say that shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early last Saturday morning. And a teenager has been arrested for making threats against Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all-clear was given. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much change in our forecast right away, but we are watching the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. For us, though, it's still mainly dry. Rain chances about 10%. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 96. I'll bump the rain chances up slightly to about 20%. Widely scattered storms. Maybe a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. Depending on the future track of that tropical system, we've got our eyes on it, and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. you would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a curse. Unlucky, it's the worst. Rabbit's feet don't work. It's like walking under a ladder, or when a mirror's shattered, when it's Friday the 13th. I'm unlucky, Friday the 13th, and I'm inside opening an umbrella. Yeah, an umbrella. Let me tell ya, the ace of spades, the dealer has dealt ya.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
It's a good time for it because that last thing was really stupid. And we apologize for it.
Sorry.
That's as genuine as I can be. In stupid news, we mentioned earlier that Felicity Huffman did not get the celebrity jail sentence that she hoped to get. She got 14 days in the Slammer and a $30,000 fine. And she has to admit herself to a federal facility that they'll tell her where to go, basically. Interesting view host today. That hen house, whatever you want to call it. Somebody must be watching it. I don't know if it's people that disagree with them that just love to get angry at the TV, or there's actually a drooling group of vegetables out there that watches it every day. but Abby Huntsman, who I wouldn't know if I woke up next to her, frankly, had this to say about Bernie Sanders' appearance in the Democratic, the alleged debate last night. Quote, Bernie looked like he crawled out of a garbage can, and said the debate did not move the needle at all for her. It was like watching an SNL skit. Now, if you believe Fudge Report, what's her name? Frau Koblucha was a winner in a sense. Her polling numbers, I guess, improved. But I don't see anybody in that group that's going to beat Donald Trump. I just don't. He's got too much going on. Keeping promises. I don't think I've ever seen a president keep promises the way he does. He withers the daily blast. He knows the media is never going to give him a dime's worth of help. So you deal to refuel near Trump's gunner's resorts under ex-president. Okay. Yeah, that's another phony news scandal. They tried to sell that Trump was abusing in a marked stopover at a Scottish resort. The deal to be able to refuel Air Force One at that location in Scotland was actually created by President number 44. This guy. Where is it?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah. So, again, fake news. They can't get it right. And by the way, if you've been paying attention to what's going on in the tropics. Tropical Depression 9, which is obviously doesn't have a name yet. With each update, they seem to keep this thing further and further away from the southeast coast, which is fine with me. Seems to be following almost a parallel pattern to Dorian. That was weird because Dorian was about 110 miles due east of me when I got on Interstate 75. And I grabbed a picture of the... It's weird because on the ground, there's just a light breeze. But I don't know how many thousands of feet, not too many, above you where you have those clouds and the circulation around, those were moving at like warp speed. It was really weird to see that. And otherwise, no name systems as we sit here in the peak week of the hurricane season. So this doesn't do much for the climate change loonies.
Is this the one that may be called Umberto?
Umberto.
Okay.
Every year at the beginning of the hurricane season, we look at the names and we decide based on people we've met by that name or other influences whether or not it's going to be a bad storm. And I remember we were concerned about Dorian. That just sounds like it's going to be a badass storm. And there probably will never be another Dorian because I think they're going to retire that name. Because it was a major storm that did a lot of damage in the Bahamas and, you know, working its way up the eastern seaboard. So Dorian won't be back, but I don't know what year it was. But this is, Humberto is a name born of political correctness. They use the same names and rotate them every 6 years. Greg is on the list, and there has never been a Greg storm that's amounted to anything more than a, for lack of a better metaphor, a wet, you know, they just come and go. Kind of embarrassing, actually. And then about, I forget how many years ago it was, they decided, well, you know, these storms form all over the Caribbean, and they can affect northern South America, Mexico, and the U.S., so they decided to bring diversity to the hurricane names. And that's not really that big of a deal. Carla was one of the new names. But Humberto. I lived in South Florida for 25 years. I never met a Humberto. And you never know how to pronounce it. Humberto, Humberto. Why couldn't they just do garden variety names like Jack and Jill? You know? But that's political correctness. No doubt about it. Let's see how many people have taken the time to care today. We celebrated Bailey's birthday on the morning show. And by the way, Eddie Money passed away today at age 70.
I know. I saw that.
And that last picture, the picture that was posted with the story when I put it on Facebook, he did not look well there. Yeah. Oh, this is shameful. This is shameful. We have just 94 predictions in the Duncan and Son Predictathon at this point. It takes 2 seconds to go to my Facebook page, scroll down to the Kent State Auburn logos, and make a prediction. You might look into it, and win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Oil change, tire rotation.
Great prize.
Yes, it is. So, Auburn fans, I guess we might have to consider, Joey, just doing Alabama games instead of Auburn games because your team spirit sucks. I hate to be that blunt, but it does.
People will make more predictions tonight.
I'm going to miss that.
When they get off work.
I have to play that since Joey, all grown up now and moving on to his own show. But who can, you know, these memorable moments.
For all the women!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
Did I black out again?
And that was actually produced by LaDonna's husband, Jeremy Brooks. It is 5:31. If you find yourself in a car accident, you know the drill. You get out of the car, assuming you're okay and everything, and you take a look at your vehicle with its new wrinklage. And you know you're in for a bit of an ordeal with red tape.
Okay.
Calling police, getting an, you know, an accident report done, calling your insurance adjuster and going through that. Yeah. Ultimately, deciding where am I going to get my car fixed. That's an easy answer in Montgomery. The easiest answer to any question, where do I get my car fixed? Montgomery Paint and Body. 3 decades of excellence. 3.5 decades of excellence. And it's because Donnie Turner is a principled man. Those who know him know I'm speaking absolute 100% truth. So in that business where there was a lot of chicanery on repairs, well, we'll skip that step and we'll put that money in our pocket. He doesn't do that. He's not constitutionally capable of cheating anybody out of a penny. And he passed that value on to his son, Brandon. So when you go to MPB, they're going to find everything that needs to be fixed and fix it. You will get full value for your dollar at Montgomery Paint and Body. We've all used them. They did work for you, right?
Yes, and they did a wonderful job. Donnie went above and beyond.
You know what? Duncan's, the Duncans are the above and beyond in service, car service, and the Turner family is the above and beyond when it comes to automotive body repair. They do it all, or they won't even consider doing it. That's why one of the biggest insurers in North America went to MPB and videotaped them and their processes so they could be the benchmark for others. 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Randy from Snowden, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to mention, since you mentioned about Auburn and George, I'll let you tell Joy that the reason that Auburn plays most of their games in the afternoon and not at night because they don't have Alabama power.
What was that, Randy? They don't have Alabama power?
They don't have Alabama power.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
See what you did there, Randy. Thanks for the call. Ron.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
We're good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, you was talking about those hurricanes of the Maine.
Yes.
I was just wondering if there's ever been a Ronald or Ronald.
I have to... A Ronaldo. A Ronaldo. That's one. I don't like the names where you have to trill the R's. Ronaldo. We will look it up. Is that your name?
Okay, I was just curious. Hey, Joey, congratulations, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
We should have a ceremony.
I'm going to miss you on the show, but I'll be tuning in when I'm cruising around during the daytime.
And it's not like I'm dying or anything. And, you know, I like hanging out.
It's,
and I like hanging out with Greg, so
hey,
it's
brother,
not like I'm gone.
Blessed, man.
You know,
yeah,
the,
you're stepping up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're moving on up. I don't know if it's the east
I think,
side,
Rosie, we should have a graduation ceremony for Joey at Baumhauer's with a cap, you know, the tassel and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, flash it all over Facebook and everything, too, you know, so we can all see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's
you
a great
have
day.
A great weekend and roll tide.
Roll tide. We are celebrating today.
Where you go, Rosie?
Larry.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Oh. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, this is Larry Stevens.
Greg. How are you?
How are you?
There's no mistake.
Is that Rosie?
Yes.
Rosie worked for me about 50 years ago.
Not quite that long ago.
Not quite that long.
But a
You're
long
right.
time.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling to tell you about my Eddie Money encounter.
Oh, please do.
Eddie passed away today.
Yes.
Years ago when I was actually somebody on the radio. You know, before Greg Budell showed up.
Oh, come on. I'm blushing. No, I'm not.
You know, we used to do a Zoo Weekend. McDonald's and the radio station had started Zoo Weekend. And every year we'd bring in a big name musical artist. We had some really big names come in and play at the zoo for Zoo Weekend. We'd have, you know, thousands of people show up. So we got Eddie Money to come down for a Saturday concert at the zoo during Zoo Weekend. And the day he showed up, it was 35 degrees with a wind of about 20 miles an hour. There was probably 10 people in the zoo. But Eddie Money got on stage and played his heart out for those 10 people. I mean, he took the stage on a cold Saturday afternoon and really put on a show. I was so impressed with
him.
But
guy.
He was such a great guy, you know. And, of course, his music is classic. So.
Oh, man, yeah. His music has that timelessness to it, you know. and catchy.
It's incredible.
It's generational, no doubt about it. That's a great story, though. And, you know, I've heard a couple of other similar stories. I can't recall who off the top of my head, but people that were, you know, artists that were put in that similar position were inclement weather or something caused a poor turnout, and they still went out and did the same set they would do if there were 100,000 people in the crowd.
The other one that somebody brought Ray Stevens here, and you know, I guess they thought they'd have a bigger crowd. It's been many years ago, but I don't think but about 200 people showed up for the concert. And again, he came out on stage, and you would think there was 20,000 people there the way he performed. So, you know, and again, I respect that, but really enjoyed meeting Eddie Money, and he did such a great show, and he's always such a great artist. And when I hear his music, it reminds me of, you know, being back on the radio and playing those songs. Back when Rosie worked with me.
Hey, yes.
By the way, in case you hadn't heard, Larry, we've had changes here in Young Joey. Is moving up and onto his own show with Jack Campbell, 9 to noon here on News Talk. And
I listened this morning.
I'm going to be looking.
And thought it was great.
It blew me away. I mean, just absolutely blew me away. But I will be looking for people to come and sidekick with me, and I'd like to extend an invitation to have you come in and immediately make my afternoon show better just by showing up.
Man, I'll tell you what. I'll come by and sidekick with you.
I would love that. That would be fun.
I'll get in touch with you off the air. We'll talk about some days. Next week's going to be a little tough for me, but maybe not. Let me see what happens. I'll give you a call.
That'd be great, man.
Okay. All right.
Honor to have you here.
Good hearing you on the radio.
Good to be here.
She's one of Larry Stevens' protégés, friends. This is the real deal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And Legal Eagle. And local heartthrob, hang on while my mouse has a broken wheel.
Yeah.
Chad.
I told Rosie that now there's only one ticket to paradise left.
Yeah. Well,
Eddie had to use one of his two tickets to paradise.
Yes, he did.
There was, in fact, not a Hurricane Ron, but a Cyclone Ron.
Oh, Pacific Storm.
And it was a Category 5 and the strongest Pacific storm ever to hit the island nation of Tonga.
Wow.
145-mile-an-hour wind. So,
my sister went through the typhoon that hit Clark Air Force Base and destroyed it.
Oh, man. That was a bad one.
And they had to shut that operation down. It was so...
It ripped the Air Force Base apart.
Yeah.
You know? So... But, yes, so I haven't really heard any update on those two storms that are kind of way out there below the Lesser Antilles.
They're not going to come anywhere near us. There is no...
They're going to be fish storms?
Fish storms.
Fish storms, as they say.
And here we are in the peak of the season with all this climate change, Chad. I'm surprised you don't have half a dozen Category 5 hurricanes barreling towards the United States.
I tell you what climate change we need some climate rain.
Yeah, we're going to have Rich here with the forecast. We broke another record today, by the way.
Did we hit 100?
We hit 100.
Oh, man.
I think that's the ninth time this year.
Well, you know,
but it's
like
drier heat. At least it's drier. It hasn't been that humid.
Yeah, it's not that bad. You can actually still work out in it once the sun goes down. But
still work out in it.
Yeah, I do. I run in it. So as I tell my friends, you know, up north in September, you start feeling the cooler temperatures. Down here, the way you know it's autumn is the sun sets sooner and rises later. Yeah, the only difference. And I tell them, hey, don't worry, it'll cool off by November.
I heard that call to Dan. Yes, the sun sets sooner and rises later. I think I got those backwards.
I think you did, too.
The sun sets sooner and rises later.
Oh, it's super noticeable now. I mean, I know you wake up when it's dark.
Chad, let me just say this. I hate late May, early June because I work in my car for part of the morning prepping for the morning show.
Right.
I take my coffee. Sometimes I'll have a smoke out there, you know. And I hate it at that time because at 4:50, the sun is up and it's blinding because it's rising in the northeastern horizon.
Oh, yeah.
And now, it doesn't come up till after the show starts.
Oh yeah, it's pitch black still at 5. I wake up at about 5:15, 5:30. I mean, it's pitch black now.
I much prefer that.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I just did my prediction on your.
I appreciate that.
And I also hit up Bailey for a happy birthday.
Oh, that's great. Boy, Bailey's had 230 reactions to her birthday today, and we've had over 100 people sign the card. Thank you, Chad.
All right, guys. You have a good one.
You too.
I heard him at the end of the Dan Morris show, and I thought, if he calls Dan and doesn't call me, my feelings will be hurt.
Right.
By the way, no kidding, this heat, a record-breaking heat, ninth day this summer with 100 degrees. Your AC unit has no doubt been working overtime. You should partner up with a reliable company to keep that unit in good running condition so you don't have a problem that could have been solved very inexpensively that leads to systemic failure and replacement. That's why we recommend a Clark's Club membership. For $159, two thorough annual tune-ups to your system. Discounts on parts and labor if they suggest that if we can address this, you won't have a bigger problem down the line. And plumbers, I don't want to use the word entertaining because that's not what they come to your house to do, but they're so good at what they do. They're so incredibly skilled, and you really appreciate that and the difference that Clark's makes. 277-2125, 277-2125, visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 542.
We're rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around, and we see a pretty big traffic jam on I-65 northbound after you leave the interchange. There doesn't seem to be an accident, but traffic is really slow between the Northern Boulevard and the 143 exit, so be careful if you're headed that way. If you're on I-85, there's a slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, and of course, there's a big jam up around the interchange, so be careful if you're headed in that direction. Traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's crowded out there. It's Friday afternoon. Just watch the traffic around you and be extra careful. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Adorable.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much change in our forecast right away, but we are watching the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. For us, though, it's still mainly dry. Rain chances about 10%. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 96. I'll bump the rain chances up slightly to about 20%. Widely scattered storms. Maybe a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. Depending on the future track of that tropical system, we've got our eyes on it, and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, let's take a minute with Papa John. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just thought I'd call and congratulate Joey and Greg. I don't know if you realized it, but this really is kind of a hallmark show. We've got three generations of radio, you know, sitting there, plus 84, I guess you want to count him in there, too. And, of course, you had talked to Larry Stevens. So it's really one of those shows that shows some of the great things and great people that have showed up with that on a regular basis.
I'll tell you what, the greatest compliment I can receive is to have a legacy number. I mean, a guy who had 50 shares. Think about that. Half the radios in town were tuned in to Larry Stevens.
Amazing.
When a guy like that welcomes and embraces you, that is a compliment beyond description.
I remember that.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about the time change and all the rest of it. You know, the chickens, they go by sunlight. And if you don't have 14 hours or thereabout of light a day, the hens almost shut down completely.
You know how I learned that?
What?
You're going to be surprised. You know how I learned that?
Because I'm the kind of want to know why.
Because an episode.
Yes, I would love
of the Andy Griffith Show, two farmers get into a big dispute because the guy puts up a solid fence which blocks the light from his chickens. So that's my argument.
Well, you know what?
You can't learn nothing on TV.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, of course, ours are free range, so we let them out in the morning and close them up at night. But in the morning, if I go out to feed, and it's like this morning, it's really early. It was still dark when I went out there. I walk in and I take the pan with some of the food in it, all the rest of it put out there, and I see the rooster. He says, "What in the doodle-doo are you doing out here?" He said, "It's still dark. Leave me alone. I'm still sleeping." So,
what in the doodle-doo, eh? Okay.
Yeah, right. What in the doodle-doo are you doing out here? But anyway, again, Joey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you repeat again when you are going to be on and what channel we're listening to?
93.1 FM WACV. It'll be Joey and Jack together on News and Views from 9 to noon.
First show was today, and they came out of the box with guns blazing. It was great.
We had big
fantastic.
Papa John got to run. Thanks for the time.
Bye, buddy. Thank you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Let's hear it for the hairball. 5:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This could be the very last live Joey Clark radio hour. That's a rumor going around the building.
At least for a while. I got to figure out this new schedule.
And I see Speth Sotlow on the side of the wall here. Is he coming off the wall?
Hi, Speth.
Yeah, no, he'll be on the show. He'll come on over.
And
but we'll have replays, and we'll see how the schedule goes.
If it's okay, I have extended an invitation to Mr. Spotlow to hang out with us one afternoon.
I was just encouraging him to take that opportunity.
Because I'm going to have a big dance card mm-hmm. to fill.
Well, you're an Ida man. You're a good-looking guy. Not as good-looking as Mark Denver, but...
Mark Denver was a good-looking guy. What a tragic tragedy, that guy looking that good, getting those big numbers at night, and nobody brought him out for remotes or nothing.
Here's something to look forward to next week. Oreo announced they would be introducing yet another... Again, this is like tampering with... Why do you have to come out with all these silly new flavors?
I think stoners have taken over the junk food industry.
Exactly.
I know. They roll themselves a big doobie, take a big toke, you know.
Awesome!
And then, how could we make the Oreo better?
You can't.
They have, if you go to mysteryoreo.com, and guess the flavor that's being rolled out on Monday, you can win $50,000.
Wow.
You might want to take, what flavor could they possibly do? Bubblegum?
No telling. I mean, they've had the most audacious potato chip flavors.
Yeah.
I've tried so they're doing gimmick flavors. I'm thinking maybe like tiramisu, some fancy dessert, you know?
That's why you should go and do this. Go to mysteryoreo.com, put in tiramisu, Joey Clark, and win $50,000.
Oreo cheesecake?
Ooh, cheesecake could be a good key lime pie.
Then you could take the $50,000 and go out and buy yourself another mobile. For them dames, you know?
Sure. Sure.
All right, it is 5:55. Georgia Floors Direct has been the place. I wonder how many square feet. That'd be a good contest. They could probably tell you, too, if they were willing to go back over 50 years of records for all the flooring they've sold here. How many square miles of flooring Georgia Floors Direct has installed in this area, the River Region, Tri-County area? And people come to Georgia Floors Direct from beyond the sound of my voice because they're going to get a chance to buy popular styles of all types of flooring at a real wholesale price. That's what the idea was when they opened in 1969, the year the earth stood still. And it's still the same deal. Jeff Balanson's put together a team to help you navigate all those choices, to find what you're looking for and the budget you've got to work with.
Keep in mind, you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers, and then have it installed by people that work directly with them. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct, and you can count on a 100% satisfying outcome. They're at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, and you'll find Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we make our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region and things are returning to a normal flow. It's going to be a busy afternoon because, after all, it is Friday. So be careful on the boulevard. It's real crowded there. It looks like both of our interstates, 85 and 65, are back up to a speed limit ride. We don't have any big delays on the 31s. Be careful this afternoon. Look out for the traffic around you and get where you're headed safely. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
All right, so again, next week I'm going to come in with one of those big desk-sized calendars with big boxes in it because, you know, us older folks have trouble writing in the smaller ones.
Right, right, of course.
And I'm going to call it the happy hour dance card. And we're going to start plugging in names to come in. You know, the original concept of the show is to make it kind of like a bar. More than one person. And talk about things that
people
have had a beer or
just
two.
Just casual conversation.
Happy hour.
Nobody goes to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night and says, now the news. They talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Topical stuff. In fact, when Bob first opened at the new location, we did so many remotes from the old one, he was thinking about putting a studio in there.
That'd be awesome.
That would be way awesome. You have a ready-made audience and people that could, you know, get a listener microphone and have a really good dump button. And it could have been a lot of fun, especially with the ambient sound of a bar in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't forget Baumhauers.com. If you're having some folks over to watch one of the games this weekend, you cannot go wrong. Every Friday morning, we give away a party-sized trail wing. It's called Tailgate to Go. Party-sized trail wings, gooey fries for all. Their homemade salsa, chips, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea to augment whatever else you might be consuming when you bring your goodies home from Baumhauer's. And you qualify to win that just